following program was pre-recorded. To ask a question on the air, call 1-800-229-3000 Monday through Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific. Welcome to New Life Live, the premier place to receive free advice from Christian psychologists and counselors for the mental, emotional, relational, and spiritual challenges you face. Since 1988, we've offered compassionate responses that combine God's truth with proven psychological principles to guide you toward healing. Our phone lines are open. Call us now at 1-800-229-3000.
Hello, it's Brian Perez with a New Life Live weather update. Parts of the U.S. are experiencing the biggest winter storm in 5 years. If you are affected by this, know that our prayers are with you. One person who is being affected by this was supposed to be on the show today. Licensed marriage and family therapist Ron Deal, an expert on blended families, will not be joining us today, but our people are working with his people to get him rescheduled. Make sure to follow us on social media to be in the know on all things New Life. Joining me instead, we've got clinical psychologist Dr. Alice Benton and licensed professional clinical counselor Becky Brown, who is also the president of New Life Ministries. 1-800-229-3000 is the number to call. And we're only going to be in the studio for 1 hour today, so get on the line ASAP. Welcome, ladies, and Becky, take it from here.
Well, you know, I'm one of those people that was affected by Winter Storm Fern, and we got over 14 inches, and we were shoveling. It was, you know, just what we do. But you know what I was thinking about is last week, they were talking about this storm, like, literally for a couple of weeks. I mean, every time you turned on the news, they were like, oh, no, it's coming, you know, and this is how much it's going to be. And, you know, we waited and waited and waited, and you get to a place where you check the news all the time because you want the updates. And it made me think about, well, actually, I was aware of how anxious it was making me. And I thought, you know, I need to turn that off. And I know, Alice, you talk about this all the time, about how impactful our screens are and the incoming information all the time. But, you know, it's interesting. We have become a culture of certainty. We want to be certain. We want to know. We want to get the latest and the greatest. And it's funny because it's not funny, but it's a reality, because we think if we're certain, we'll be safer. And then a lot of times it's confusing because, you know, and I'm just referring to the weather, but you could use this from a lot of different perspectives. We want it to make sense. We want to understand it, and we want to have clarity. And a lot of times that certainty, or that need for certainty, replaces our need and our dependence on God. And it's not just a matter of just pray and you're going to be okay, although that's kind of a good saying, isn't it? But I think about a couple of questions. Can I believe it? And must I believe it? So whether that's the weather report, or whether, you know, it's your Bible reading, and if you're not reading your Bible every day, let's start today. But I think back to a story from Corrie Ten Boom and her book, The Hiding Place. It's such a great classic. But she says, don't worry about what you do not understand. Worry about what you do understand. And in the Bible, do not live by, like, the things that you already know that you should be doing and you're not doing. And then her sister, in another part of the book, this is the story of the fleas. I won't go into that. But she says, the prayer is, show us, Lord. Show us how, Lord. And so in this day and age, when we have, you know, we have experts who tell us what the weather is, we have, you know, all kinds of views, all kinds of certain truths that are out there. It can create that anxiety because we really want to know. And what I want to remind you is, the good life is experiencing the nearness of God, and that you don't have to know it all or to make it make sense, because some stuff, you're not ever going to make it make sense. It's never, there's never going to be a good answer to why. And it's a reminder to me and to everybody. Here's a couple of verses for you if you haven't been in the Bible. Isaiah 26:3. You will keep in perfect peace all who trust in you, all whose thoughts are fixed on you. Or Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek God's will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take. You can be certain of that.
Amen. Dr. Alice, any thoughts?
That verse from Isaiah, God keeps giving that to me recently. You all know I have an anxious heart, and so he's speaking to me, but he's speaking to all of you with anxious hearts. Take it in.
Indeed. Let's talk. 1-800-229-3000.
Here at New Life, we want you to have transformation. And so we have created the New Life courses, and you meet weekly on Zoom with a coach or a counselor. You're going to have teaching as well as that group connection, because we know how powerful that is. We hear that all the time about our intensives, that they love the information, but the group process is so powerful. And many of you have been hesitant to participate because you're not sure, you know, the timing, the price. The New Life courses are going to meet you right at that area of need. Every week, you're meeting on Zoom with that therapist. You're going over the concepts as well as connecting as a group. It is so powerful, and it's accessible. Wherever you are, you're going to be able to join us.
Begin your transformation January 29th with a New Life course. Lose it for life, take your life back, or healing is a choice. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Our friend Mark Cameron was a guest on today's episode of the Everyman's Battle podcast. He discussed how different attachment styles often drive sexual brokenness. You can find this episode of Everyman's Battle on your favorite podcast platform, at newlife.com, on the New Life Ministries YouTube channel, or on the New Life app. And how can we help you today? If you woke up feeling exhausted from saying yes to everyone, call in at 1-800-229-3000. We will help you set boundaries and help you start saying no. Here's Felice. She's listening in Inglewood on KKLA. Hello, Felice. Welcome to New Life Live.
Good morning. Good morning.
Hi, Felice.
Hello. How are you?
Doing well. What's going on? How can we assist you?
Well, I just, you know, I may already know the answer to this question, but I just want to get some feedback. You know, when you're in a relationship, I've been married for, this year will be 26 years, but we have been together for over 30 years, almost really 40 years. And right now we're in a really bad place. I mean, he's already started seeing someone, and but during the time that we've been separated for about 6 years, and so during that time, we were working on the marriage. At least I thought we were working on the marriage, but he had trust issues. And so, you know, during these last 6 years, there's been a lot of physical, mental, verbal abuse. And so I just want to know, I mean, I'm a kind of person, I believe in what the word says about marriage. You know, God did form marriage for a reason, and it, you know, should not be broken. But, you know, I don't know what to do at this point. I don't, you know, he says he doesn't want the marriage right now. I don't know. You know, I don't know what to do. So okay. any advice? You know, I am seeing a therapist. Let me say that.
Okay.
So I am seeing a therapist.
All right. Dr. Alice?
Felice, to hear that there have been all these forms of abuse, and I assume he perpetrated that abuse against you. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Uh-huh. And you love him still. I believe you. And as he's separating from you and dating someone else, you still love him and you want to see if you can save the marriage. Are you two still legally married but living apart?
Yes, we are legally married.
And do you have any children together?
We do, but our children they're grown.
Felice, would you tell me, did you suffer similar forms of abuse in your home growing up?
No.
Was this the first person that abused you in these ways, or were there other romantic relationships that were abusive?
No, this is the only one.
And I'm worried for you, because this man is being unfaithful, he mistreats you, and he was perhaps leading you on to believe you all were working on the marriage while he was at some point building a relationship with another woman. And I worry about whether or not there's a self-protective and angry part of you that wants to be protected from a man who mistreats you, even though you love him.
What do you think, Felice?
Can you hear me? I'm trying to get into a more private place.
Okay. Did you hear Alice's question?
I'm sorry, no, can she repeat it again?
Yes, I'm concerned of whether or not there's a self-protective part of you that, although you love him, is also angry that he has and continues to mistreat you in all these ways.
Yes, I've been praying about this a long time. So I don't know if I'm angry. I don't know what I'm feeling right now because it's I don't know.
I think isn't that the case though, Alice? So many times we're so overwhelmed by what's happening. We've been praying for a long time for something to change, and the snowball just keeps going, and it just keeps getting worse. And now, the thing that you've been praying for, Felice, isn't happening, and so it's overwhelming. And you just said, Felice, you were like, I'm not sure if I'm angry. And you know, we talk about how important it is to be able to identify, what is it that's going on with me? What do I need? What do I feel? And it can be a difficult thing to kind of sort those things out when it feels like there's a lot of pressure to do something. I have one more question. Is he still in the house with you, Felice?
Is he what?
Is he still living with you?
No, no, no.
Okay. And so then, I mean, if you had the best thing ever, what would that be with regard to the marriage?
I'm not sure what your accent.
Right. But see, here's the thing, Felice, you got to get clear on where the problem is and what you think and what you feel about it. And I don't know if you're working on that with your therapist, but my question is basically, you know, what do you want to have happen?
What I would like to have happen is I would like for us to work through this and find out what the issue is and just and work on fixing it. Work on fixing this and building that trust, building that relationship back again.
Right. But here's the thing, Felice, he's got another relationship going.
Mm-hmm.
And that's hard to, you know, work on something when he's not 100% in. And it's going to require, you know, you to ask if he's not willing to work. That's the hard part about this. Alice?
Felice, I'm worried that you are working from out of a deficit. And I'm going to give an example of what I mean. If I had been walking through the desert for days and I had no water, any murky water would do. And I would go ahead and drink that water. But if I were filled up with good, clean water, I would walk right past that murky water. I wouldn't consider drinking it with all the germs and contamination in it. I wonder how much you've been in a relational deficit so that this man who's saying by his actions, I don't want you. And if I'm with you, I'm actually going to hurt you. And I'll do it again. But you've been so thirsty. That murky water is still looking pretty good to you. Mm-hmm. And I understand you're trying to protect the holy covenant of your marriage, probably because you love God more than you love the marriage, which is a good thing. That's a right priority. But we want you to get filled up on healthy water so that you can have a right caution about that toxic water. Your husband, he's toxic water. And he's not showing any signs that you've shared with us that he wants to get back on the right track. So he's a dangerous man, in my opinion, at this point. Now, that might change. So what can you do to try to save your marriage? There still is a way. But that way is releasing him, doing work on your own part, getting financially stable apart from him, and getting good water. And we do that through relationships with other women who are also seeking God and who can understand what you're going through.
What do you think, Felice?
That sounds good. I mean, that's what I want to do.
Yeah.
I hear the sadness too, Felice. Mm-hmm. It's so hard, isn't it?
Very hard. It is very hard. It's very hard.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it sounds like turning things upside down to say, let go of the marriage to have any chance to save the marriage. Mm-hmm. But if you're coming after him and being needy for him, I don't think he respects you. His behavior says he doesn't respect you. But sometimes if a man loses that one good woman in his life, then he might start looking around, hey, where'd she go? Wait a second. But we got to get you strong so that right. your standards of who you let in close to you are high, the right standards.
I sure wish they could go to the Intimacy and Marriage Intensive. I mean, it's coming up in a few weeks, and Felice is in Inglewood, which isn't too far from where the intensive is going to be. It's going to be in Orange County. But
it's okay, Brian. She can do an invitation. Felice, you never know.
Yeah.
We've seen people come to our Intimacy and Marriage Intensive that have been under a restraining order. And you know, but it's one of those situations in her marriage right now. You have to do everything in order to see if there's anything worth moving forward, just like you're talking about, Alice.
Becky, I think couples have brought the divorce paperwork with them to mm-hmm. our intensive and mm-hmm. then tore it up mm-hmm. because mm-hmm. they found a new path, a new way, new strategies that reset their marriage.
Yeah, you can find out more information about intimacy and marriage on our website, newlife.com, or by calling 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It's the Valentine's Day weekend, February 13th through the 15th, and this Friday is the last day to sign up for a discount. You can still sign up after Friday, of course, but if you want to get the early bird discount, you can sign up by this Friday. David in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, let's go to you now. Thank you for calling in to New Life Live at 1-800-229-3000. What's going on?
I'm just dealing with grief and depression. My beautiful daughter, who's my firstborn and only daughter, is dead of fentanyl poisoning. I was with her that whole day, and we were going to have breakfast in the morning, and still in this complete shock.
How long ago was this, David?
5 years ago. And I've been sitting in a motorhome by myself. I'm in my mid-70s, and she was devastated by this, and I had and I can't get a therapist.
But let me ask you this, David: who do you have around you? Family, friends, church?
Only my church and my senior pastor, but he's a busy man. And we talked this morning. In fact, my motorhome is here on the church property, right on the battlefield of Gettysburg. And it's a battle. I got a battle between my ears. It's just every day. And then I sold my family estate. I had built five beautiful homes, five of them with fireplaces. And with this snow and cold, I dream about being in front of my poor dog's water bowl here is frozen.
So, David, let me ask you this. Grief unresolved just keeps, it makes you sick. It does. And we understand the loss of a child is it's one of the hardest things that anybody will ever go through. The reason why I asked about your church and your pastor, it's very important that and I'm in the middle of this storm just like you are winter wise and you're going to need to have some shelter. And I think even though the grief is the thing that is breaking your heart, we're 5 years into it, that tells me that you're stuck. And it seems justified. I mean, you know, I had a brother that was killed when I was in college, and I watched my parents navigate that loss. And it's hard because it's day after day, and you try to make sense. It's kind of like what I was just saying. You can't make sense out of things like this. The most important thing, though, David, is you have to keep moving towards community, towards connection,
I'm dealing with a tremendous amount of childhood trauma. From the day they brought me home from the hospital, I was the youngest of three boys, and my mom and dad, they prayed every day for a girl. And until I was 5 years old, they would introduce everybody and get to me and go, and here's David. We were hoping for a girl. And then my two brothers had no toys to play with, so I was their toy, and they beat and tortured me my entire life. My own brother stabbed me eight times with a butcher knife.
So, and you said, David, you haven't been able to find a therapist?
No.
Okay, we can help you with that, but I want to hear what Alice has to say before we go to the break.
Well, David, this lifetime of injuries, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual, it's like you're carrying this immense boulder on your back, and it's too much for you. It's weighing you down. It's keeping you paralyzed, and you need other hands to help lift that boulder off your shoulders, and the pastor is one, and I'm so glad you have him, but like you said, he's helping a lot of people. Yeah. You need more than one, and I want you to know there are groups available that you can join online. We have New Life recovery groups all over the country. We can connect you with one of our counselors. We have said, I'm by myself. I'm all by myself in this motorhome. Let us bring other people around you to help lift that boulder.
Yeah, and if everybody can keep David in your prayers, man, oh man, what a story. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with more of your phone calls here at New Life Live, 800-229-3000.
My sexual integrity was not what it should have been. In 2012, I sought out affairs, whether physical or emotional. Until I came to Every Man's Battle, I didn't understand that would never fill that void.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, affairs, pornography.
The shame and guilt was overwhelming.
For over 20 years, New Life Ministries has been helping men regain their integrity through their one-of-a-kind Every Man's Battle Intensive.
You will discover what the true root of your pain is, and you will discover how to overcome.
You don't have to struggle any longer. The Every Man's Battle Intensive is being held online as a one-day event Saturday, February 28th. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE to register or to find out more. 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com. Enter the code NLL for a discount.
Every Man's Battle saved my life.
1-800-NEW-LIFE and the discount code NLL. Do you need help for life's hard situations?
My husband recently said he wanted a divorce.
I'm confused on what I should do.
I have an eating disorder.
New Life Live answers your questions on relationships, grief, addiction, trauma, anxiety, and much more, all from a biblical perspective with our panel of professional counselors and psychologists.
I learn a lot from your program.
You help so many people.
I appreciate your ministry.
Whether you listen or watch, there are so many ways to connect with us to ask our panel of counselors a question. Call us Monday through Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific at 1-800-229-3000 to ask your question on New Life Live. Or go to newlife.com/radio for other ways to get your question answered.
I'm trying to find help.
I just want to know how to set boundaries.
If it's a sin, what am I supposed to do?
Need a therapist or a coach, a resource or an intensive? Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
And let's go to Becky, who listens to us on KKLA in Riverside. Becky, you're on with Becky Brown and Dr. Alice Benton. Welcome to New Life Live.
Yes, hi. Good morning. Hello. I have a question. Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, there you go. Hi, good morning. I have a situation. I am going to have a quinceañera for my daughter, and we are going to have a purity ceremony and the word of God given in our party. But after that's over, we're going to have live music and there's going to be dancing. And my mother has said that if we have any type of music that is not Christian, that she's not going to attend.
Okay.
So,
And for anyone who doesn't know, a quinceañera is when a girl turns 15 years old in the Hispanic
culture. Yeah, it's almost
culture.
Like a sweet 16. Correct. Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So Becky, so you can... Uh-huh. Have you ever heard of Forrest Frank? Because you could play all Forrest Frank's music, and you guys could dance, and it's Christian music. So,
well, I've often thought about this because it's come up throughout, you know, my adulthood and when my younger years when my mother and I didn't agree about music. Of course, I believe that we should always listen to appropriate music. So there's no question that whatever is played at the party is going to be clean, but. I feel like
if we're playing worship music, then we're worshiping God. We shouldn't be like boogieing to it, you know. I've thought about all of the options, but the point is that the 150 guests, myself, my husband, my child, everybody wants this except for her. Mm-hmm. And I'm having such a hard time. This is grandma, right? It's not just any other guest.
Yeah.
And I'm just having, at first, she's so relentless in her pursuit of getting this thing that she wants, that she believes it's a sin and that I'm walking away from God. It just turns into a huge discussion. Mm-hmm. That it starts to cloud my judgment. Like, I have to come home and talk to my husband and say, do I believe this is a sin? And then he talks me off of it. He's like, no, this is not a sin. So I've had to work through, like, clarifying my own values at 43 years old, if you can believe it, because of her relentless.
And Becky, it has your mother been relentless on many different topics through your life?
Oh,
and if
yes,
you if
absolutely.
You don't acquiesce, how does she treat you?
Like this. She will not, it's emotional blackmail, basically. Mm. And the trouble is that we, by God's grace, we agree, I would say, on 95% of things. So out of all of her children, I have the best relationship with her because we walk with the Lord. So really, there
That's
isn't
awesome.
Like any major, but this or say a sip of champagne, we're not going to have alcohol, but if we did, it would just be the end of the world. So these two things are the things that we disagree on. And, the rest of my family is telling me, because I'm the oldest and we have lots of grandkids, and they're saying it's going to start with your oldest, and then there's never going to be an end to this if you don't put your foot down. And the only reason why I would change this, having talked endlessly with my husband and prayed about it and asked for counsel, is not because I believe it's a sin, but because I want to keep the peace with her.
Yeah.
Because it won't end at the party. She will keep this going for years and years and years. Like, it just will never stop. Every time I have a conversation with her, she'll bring it up.
So, Becky, from Becky to Becky, what do you think is a possible resolution? Because it sounds to me like if you say that you and your mom are 95-99% tracking with each other, and this is the line that's going to, I would wonder about a conversation with her. Mom, I know this is the line in the sand for you, and it breaks my heart. I'm trying to understand where you think I'm jumping off, and I really want to respect you because you mean so much to me. And, you know, I'm just trying to make this make sense. The other part of this too, Becky, is at 43, and because your husband is in alignment, and because you've been praying about this, and you're trying to think of all of these things, you are approaching it correctly. You're not okay. in a reactive mode. The big challenge is what would happen if she's going to keep, if you think that she's going to keep telling the story for the next 20 years. I would think in a conversation with her, that's what I would say, Mom, you know, all the things I just said. And Mom, the reason why I'm hesitant to talk to you about this is because I'm afraid I'm going to pay for it for the next 20 years. And it saddens me to think that this is going to be our relationship.
Mm. Yeah. Alice.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Becky, this is so tough to know what the right best thing to do is, because you're going to be disappointing somebody and it's going to cost you. And you have a good history, a track record of being able to please your mom, which keeps you in that good relationship with her. And so, if you choose non-Christian music, it could ruin relationship with her. But you also then set a precedent that the rest of the family will either have to live up to, or they're going to pay the price as well. And if you give in to her when you disagree with her, I think you're enabling her controlling tactics. Now, she has a good motivation. She's trying to keep you in God's will as she understands it, but you two have a different understanding of God's will. So I could see saying, Mom, for the first half hour, first hour, we're going to play Christian music to honor you. For the rest of it, we're going to dance to some clean, fun, non-Christian music. And if you don't want to stay, that's okay. It would be sad, but that is okay. But Mom, if you keep bringing it up with me afterwards, that doesn't work for me. It feels like you're hammering me. And so I'll need to step away from those conversations if you keep bringing it up in an angry way, because I want a good relationship with you, Mom.
Becky, thanks for calling us today. We've got more calls coming up on New Life Live.
We've been married 33 years. We attended the Intimacy and Marriage Workshop. Even though we've read books or attended a few other marriage weekends, this was certainly different and a lot more intensive than initially that we thought.
When you come to Intimacy and Marriage, you're going to be immersed into a 3-day process.
Was not really sure exactly what to expect, but the idea of learning to really understand intimacy was intriguing. We had been in the same patterns of struggle over and over again.
If you've thought, I don't think we can ever change, we're just in this rut and we can't get out, the Intimacy in Marriage Workshop can help you get out of the rut.
The Intimacy in Marriage Weekend is February 13th to the 15th in Orange County, California. Register online at newlife.com or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE and use the code NLL for a discount. 1-800-639-5433.
I would highly recommend it.
There's a place where real healing begins, where truth meets grace, and where transformation starts. New Life Recovery Groups offers a Christ-centered, supportive community for growth, healing, and restoration. Built on a proven 12-step foundation and grounded in biblical truth, these groups help bring clarity, accountability, and lasting hope for those who are ready for change. And when deeper personal guidance is needed, one-on-one coaching and counseling are available, walking with you every step of the way. Here, lives are renewed, stories are rewritten, and hope is restored. You're not alone. You're not judged. You're welcomed into a community that believes God is still at work in your story. Take the next step toward healing. Join a New Life Recovery Group today, online or in person. Visit newlife.com/groups or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Find healing, find community, find new life.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back on New Life Live. Brian Perez here with Becky Brown and Dr. Alice Benton. And we were just speaking with Becky, and the Bible verse came to mind. I can't think of the address or the actual verbiage, but I'm paraphrasing here, where if we do something that causes another brother to stumble, or you know which one I'm talking about.
Right.
Wouldn't it be better for Becky, our caller, to just, you know, let mom, because this is a stumbling block, let mom have her way.
Right. Well, but what I said is, right. But what I said is, if I'm grandma, if I'm her, the last thing I want is to be the one that is mad at everybody because they're not doing what I want to do. Although those of you who work for New Life, don't take that personally. They might be saying, wait a minute, you kind of do that. No, I just think that Becky needs to have a little bit more conversation with mom about the bigger picture. If this is a fence for her, there are times where we can excuse ourselves, like you said, Alice. You know, maybe you plan it where, you know, she leaves after dinner, and that's okay. We do things like that. Now, there are some of you that are going to think that that's not, you know, honest or whatever, but it's not mom's party.
It's 1 Corinthians 8, that's the verse I was looking for. It's in there. If food makes my brother stumble, I will never eat meat again so that I don't make my brother stumble. So in this case, I will never have a quinceanera again if it makes my mom stumble, is I guess the paraphrase.
Yeah, that's stretching it, Brian.
just a little. Becky, thanks for your phone call today on New Life Live. And now we're going to talk to Lisa in Sacramento, who's watching us on YouTube. Welcome. Thanks for calling us today.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Yes, I'm trying to make sure I put this together right because I know we only have so much time. So I'm going to say first, I am like in the eye of the storm. I am the person who, I'm really trying to follow the Lord, and I'm not saying what other people's relationship is, but from what I can see, you know, I'm really trying. I'm kind of almost like Becky's mom. I'm really, really trying to do the right thing. However, I do, you know, just kind of like step back, let people do their, you know, what they're going to do, and I try to pray for them and things like that. After talking, if that doesn't work, then I just pray. But so I end up, unfortunately, I'm under a lot of stress. I'm at the doctor's all the time. And so I'm calling particularly about my daughter right now. She seems to be going through a mental health crisis. She doesn't see herself. She doesn't seem to understand her behaviors. And she thinks she's fine, and she thinks it's me. Someone described me as possibly the scapegoat. Why? Because there's a lot of mental health and serious physical things going on in the family with members. So I don't feel like I have anybody to turn to. And I try trusting people in the community, but I see how much they judge me. And I don't want her to go through that. I don't think she could handle going through that if people knew that she was seriously mentally ill. I talked to one lady, and that's because her daughter's going through the same thing. You know, and so I looked at her Facebook page, my daughter's, this morning, and she has a picture of a superwoman with one leg cut off and is just bleeding, and she's laying on the floor. And so I guess she's saying she's exhausted, she's tired of trying to be superwoman. And she doesn't smile at any of her pictures. Yes.
Lisa, how old is she?
She's 35.
And where, like, how often do you see or speak to her?
Well, I haven't been because I've been staying away, you know, because it's making me sick.
When did that start? When did that start?
It's been about a little over a month.
Okay. Was there an event that happened that, or just your physical health is what's happening?
Well, it's both, but yeah, there was an event that happened. She was here at the house, and her behavior was something I've never seen. You know, she jumped up, she threw a plate across the room, she called me names. And
what was it about, Lisa? What was it about?
Well, I told her that I felt that she was putting men before her child. And I probably shouldn't have said that, but I was frustrated. I didn't know what else to say because I feel like she's moving too quick. She meets people online, and I'm just worried about her safety and just worried about, you know, I can't really keep the baby. I would just keep him. I would just take him and just, you know, like, let him live with me. Not take him, but I'm sure she would let me, you know, have him here, like, most of the time. But because of my health, I can't. And so I feel trapped. I feel, you know,
well,
I don't know what to do.
The reason why I was asking all this is because it seemed pretty vague about what was really happening. Now, here's the challenge that you have, Lisa, is if you're not speaking to her and if you're not with her, I don't think looking at her Facebook page is any help. Because this kind of goes back to what I said before. You don't, there's no context, and it's kind of removed. I would want for you to be able to repair the relationship in a way that you can have just a connection with her that isn't based on, you know, whether she does what you want her to do or not. But it's tricky. We talk about this all the time because adult sons and daughters and their parents, it's a challenge. We just, like you said, it's just like with Becky, but I don't want you to be the same way, right? And so I think the best thing you could do is get to a healthy place for yourself so that when you respond or connect with her, you're coming from a different place than fear and worry. Alice?
Okay, may I just say that the connection, I tried for years, that's why I've gotten to this place physically in my health. I tried for years and years, and we don't have time to get into the support I've shown. Maybe I shouldn't have said compared myself exactly to Becky's mom, but I was just saying a little bit, but not completely. And I really tried to be there for her, but it got down to the wire of it just being a babysitter, and when I can't babysit, then she's upset. And and even when I babysit, like, she'll be nice long enough for me to babysit, and then every time she picks him up, she'll start arguing with me, and it started turning into, I know that when she comes to get him, she's going to start an argument, and it was just strange.
She mistreats you and takes advantage of your generosity, but she can be sweet when she needs something from you. So yeah. As you're wondering what to do about this, and because you have such limited influence in her life, the best thing you can do is the work on yourself. Now, that comparison to the previous caller's mother, what I want you to think about and ask a couple people whom you trust and who will give you truth. Ask them, do I give too much unsolicited advice? And do I tell people the good, right thing they should be doing? And how is my delivery when I say those kinds of things? Because you may be coming across as too pushy, even if you're right. I don't doubt that she's putting too much attention to men rather than to her son. So you're probably accurate about that. But how you go about saying these things, you know, that impacts whether or not a person can receive them.
I try so hard to be loving. I really try to say it in a loving way.
And
I really don't want to control her at all.
No.
I tell her all the time. I say, I can barely even run my own life. I'm trying to get my health together. I'm not like the mom peeking through the window. What are you doing? What are you doing? That's not me. I just, when she brings stuff to me, and she knows that I worry because I lost a child. Oh. And not only can I just say that I lose a child, but my granddaughter, 21 years old, was kind of similar to how she is. She was always saying she was tired and everything. And then one day, my other daughter called and said they couldn't wake her up. So she died at 21, 22 years old.
Lisa, we believe that your purpose is completely loving. We know that. So do this evaluation on how your delivery is, and with wise counsel around you, make decisions about how and when to push truth on your daughter who doesn't want truth from you. But sometimes it's worth it to save your grandson because he needs to be protected by somebody. And if you're concerned that he's being neglected or abused, then Child Protective Services is one of the resources you can call to get that evaluation to determine his safety. And you're open to taking him in, and you may need to one day. So that balance of being loving to her but cautious not to give too much unsolicited advice unless it's absolutely necessary.
Mm-hmm. And I would do your own work, Lisa, a lot before you attempt to give any more advice, because what you just said about your daughter and your granddaughter that passed away told me volumes. Your fear, your anxiety, it's justified, but it's running your life. And you need to get to a place of peace and understanding and acceptance of what's happened. And that is not an easy thing to do, but it is essential for you to have an influence in a good way with your daughter that you're having to struggle with. And I imagine the death of her niece impacted her too. So we need to get some grief work. I can't say it enough. Do your own work, Lisa.
For sure, and we'll put you in touch with someone if you need one. Lisa, thanks for calling New Life Live.
My husband addicted to pornography for the majority of our marriage. I was very isolated and didn't really know which way to turn.
If you've been affected by betrayal, an emotional or physical affair, or pornography, the Restore Intensive will equip you with support and tools to help you through.
I went to the Restore Conference, which seemed to be the missing puzzle piece where I was able to find my voice.
When two people want to do their part, we can be restored. But if they don't, we are not stuck because someone else made a decision. God lets us weigh in on how we want to walk out our lives.
The Restore Intensive is coming to Dallas, Texas, March 6th to the 8th. Register online at newlife.com or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Enter the code NLL for a discount.
I'm navigating my world now. It feels so wonderful.
I've had a great experience at Restore.
1-800-NEW-LIFE and the discount code NLL. For over 35 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addiction, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
I found a counselor through New Life Ministries, and it's just been outstanding.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be
is.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first steps toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door for a better tomorrow.
To get someone that's competent, that's good at what they do, it's been like day and night compared to what I've had before.
Call 1-800-639-5433.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We've helped a lot of people today on New Life Live, and not just here, but behind the scenes too. People go to our website all the time and look for articles and resources and videos. They call in to 1-800-NEW-LIFE as well after hours. And Becky, it's all because of the financial contributions that our listeners and viewers make.
It's really how God works through people's generosity. You know, we're told to be givers, to be generous, because we're helping other people. And that's what so many people have done. But I want to invite you, if you have not given yet to New Life and you've been listening, maybe today's the day. And you are going to make a difference in the lives of so many people. And the main person, you're going to change your own life because you're going to know that you're part of what God is doing through New Life. And you can be part of our monthly giving program. You can give a big gift. You can give a small gift. But whatever you do give, you can know that God will work in the lives of so many people, whether it's a relationship or their personal life, we'll connect them with a counselor, and just the broadcast itself, it makes an impact. Thank you in advance for being part of what God's doing through New Life.
Yep, and you can give online at newlife.com or by calling 1-800-NEW-LIFE or text the letters NLM, as in New Life Ministries, to 28950. And there's lots of benefits to becoming one of our monthly donors. In fact, we've got something special coming up next week, I believe.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
February 3rd, we're at 7 p.m. If you're part of our monthly giving program, you can join us on a live Zoom. Jim Burns is going to be sharing about estrangement, which I know we talk about all the time. We just talked about that. Mm-hmm. And we're also going to share some big news about what we're going to be doing in the ministry. So make sure, if you are part of what's known as Club New Life, that you check your emails. And if you are not sure and you're part of it, call us and we'll get you the connections.
For sure. Back to the phones. Here is Sabi in Budapest, Hungary. Really?
Awesome.
Wow. Welcome, Sabi, to New Life Live.
Oh, hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah. Thank you for calling us from Hungary. How can we help you today?
I have an issue with my father. He is 77 years old. My mother passed away 3 years ago. And I noticed that in the past 3-4 weeks, he refuses to take showers. And there were complaints from the church that he, sorry for the expression, he stinks, and he doesn't really care. He drinks a lot. He doesn't really change his clothes. And I don't know what to say to him, how to motivate him.
Sabi, do you live with him?
No. I'm like 8 hours from him.
How,
I'm flying to him Thursday.
How crushing to see your father deteriorate like this. He seems apathetic. He's not even taking care of his body, and there is little you can do. And he's drinking. You think he's abusing alcohol, drinking excessively?
I mean, he's not drinking that much. He just doesn't really, if he drinks like a small amount and he's like out, he's done. But that's enough for him to be in a, in some kind of coma and not to react to what's happening around him.
Sabi, is there any other family member that's close by him?
Well, not at the moment. Well, I have a brother who is mentally handicapped, so he doesn't really know what to do. My local pastor decided to visit him every week and maybe help with the laundries. But I have the feeling that he is trying to use this to control me or to convince me to move back to him. I think he's aware that he's not taking a shower. He just doesn't care.
Well, but Sabi, could he have dementia? Could he have, I mean, his age is at a time where this kind of stuff needs to be evaluated. When you say he has a drink and it puts him in like a comatose state, or even with your brother who has intellectual disabilities, we need a plan. And I don't know that if you think that it's a manipulation on his part, it's going to cloud your objective findings. And so if you can, you know, just look at this from, you know, you gave a really great description, you know, when your mom passed away, it disrupted this household. And so it may be that he wants you to come back because he's scared in his lucid moments. But the things that you describe somebody who may be experiencing dementia.
Alice.
Yeah, but when my mom was alive, my mom said, go take a shower. And I remember when I was a kid 20 years ago, it was the same thing. He didn't really want to take a shower. He wasn't that person who takes a shower several times a week.
So he may be dealing with a long-term or recurring depression. This is one of the symptoms of depression, a lack of hygiene. And so there are many different diagnoses or medical issues that could be going on that we're not certain what exactly it is. And it could be manipulative. You might be right about that. And so there are a couple of ways to suss out what's actually happening. And one would be to get in touch with his medical doctor to see if you can get the release of information to either gain information from the doctor or at least provide what you know to the doctor. Because an adjustment in medication may be part of the solution. An antidepressant can really help restore that energy and that desire for one's hygiene. You might have to consider hiring a caregiver. And even if your father refuses to receive care, at least honoring your dad by providing the help that you can't because you live too far away. I would also suggest, even though you're in Hungary, that you might consult with our interventionist that we have, because the interventionist helps a family to strategize, bringing people around like the pastor who already loves your dad and is there and available to determine, do we have any leverage? Can we convince him? Can we require him to do anything? And if we can't, what does our surrender look like? Because if he is of sound mind, he does get to decide how to manage his life, even if he manages it poorly. But if he's not of sound mind, then what professionals can be brought in to treat this?
Right. And I would also add, Sabi, that your healing is going to be important as you approach this. There's so many people who are managing their moms and dads in later years. And when there's unresolved pain, that can kind of confuse the situation. And it sounds to me like you're going back for a good visit. And maybe, like Alice just said, maybe you could set up an appointment to go to the doctor on Friday. Like maybe, you know, make this trip. Just let's get an assessment of how this works. I know that you remember your mom kind of guiding him, but if this is a long-term depression, or if it's dementia, or if it's some other thing, understanding what is actually happening is going to give you the best way to deal with it.
And in the United States, we have the system of the Adult Protective Services, where we can call in social workers and professionals to evaluate someone who doesn't want help and is refusing it, so that if need be, they can be involuntarily placed in a higher level of care. Look into whether or not that's available to you in your country.
Sabi, thanks for calling us from Budapest. It's always great to hear from our international viewers and listeners. And we're so sorry that we couldn't get to all of your calls today. Please call us back tomorrow. Call us early between 10 a.m. and noon Pacific time. We'll be here for 2 hours tomorrow. We really do want to hear from you, especially if you called in today and couldn't get on the show. And we're going to archive today's episode online. And don't forget our New Life courses. Find out more about them. They start this Thursday.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. The preceding program was pre-recorded.